Our top and developing story: Israeli forces have begun demolishing Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank, despite UN warnings to stop the plan. The buildings are located in Wadi al-Homs neighborhood in Surbahar village, on the edge of Jerusalem al-Quds. Bulldozers and hundreds of Israeli troops arrived at the scene on Sunday night and evacuated people from their homes. Israel claims that the structures violated construction ban, but owners say they had obtained permission from the Palestinian Authority to build them. The United Nations has already urged Israel to halt demolition plans, warning of Palestinians' displacement and massive property loss. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has also called on the International Criminal Court to launch an investigation into Israel's plans for the mass demolitions. Mind you, what you're seeing on your screens right now is the continuation of the demolition process that Israel began since the early hours of Monday, as they were present at Surbahar to demolish some 100 homes and evacuate the remaining Palestinian households who had not evacuated their homes. An interesting fact that had been in the headlines within the past few days was the fact that Israel had asked those Palestinians to either demolish those homes themselves or they're going to have to pay for the demolition of their houses. Mona Candil is joining us. She is our correspondent in Ramallah, who I'm hoping is going to give us an update and, of course, what she's been able to find on that story further. Mona, I'm going to pass over to you.
Well, at least four buildings were demolished up till the moment. We are speaking about 16 residential buildings in the Wadi al-Humus neighborhood in the area in Surbahar in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israeli forces raided the area in the very early hours of Monday, and they started demolishing the Palestinian homes where the Israeli military claims these homes were built very close to the illegal, already it's illegal, the separation wall in occupied East Jerusalem. Bulldozers, of course, accompanied by hundreds of Israeli soldiers and police who moved in Surbahar, stormed the homes, forced the people to leave their homes. And there were footage, showing that Israeli soldiers pulling people from their own homes, including women and children, taking them to the streets. And then bulldozers started to demolish these homes. As you were saying, the United Nations urged Israel not to demolish these homes, especially that the people will become homeless and there were no other places to go. The pending demolition is the latest round of the situation or the future of Jerusalem. Al-Quds, Israel is trying to force people leave the holy city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, by making it very difficult for the people there to gain licenses there. It's very difficult to get a building license in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. At the same time, the Israeli regime is facilitating the construction of the illegal settlements of the city. Up to the moment, the demolition of other homes is still continuing in Surbahar, mainly in the neighborhood of Wadi al-Humus. Israeli forces encircled the area. More troops were sent. The people from occupied West Bank are completely banned to enter the area, even those with Israeli issued permits. It's all closed. All roads are closed to the area of Surbahar. Palestinians expect, if the Israelis insisted to demolish the other residential buildings, clashes might go on, especially that we have been informed that a number of people, owners of these apartments, were beaten, and others, they were suffered, let's say, suffocation and were transferred to hospitals because of the ill treatment of the Israeli forces of the people of Wadi al-Humus.
Mm-hmm. Of course, let me just mention, for the sake of our viewers who just joined Press TV, that this is a demolition operation that is going on at the hands of Israel. Those are used to be people's homes that are located very close to Israeli barrier in the West Bank, in the city of Jerusalem Al-Quds, to the east of the city. They had been, this is according to Israel, they said that, well, you know, those homes need to be destroyed, and they say that they had given the warnings, and they, as I mentioned, had asked those people to destroy their own homes, which is a very strange thing to ask, to ask, to say the least. Of course, Mona, for the viewers and for people who may not be familiar with how laws and regulations work in that part of the world where you live, we hear that those homes had actually been built with permits. The operation, such as the one that our viewers are watching on their screens right now, sometimes come under the pretext of not having the permit, being illegal, or issues as such. But these ones that we are showing right now had been built under a Palestinian permit. So if these were legal homes, does this mean, you please just give us some information about this, does this mean that wherever Israel wants to touch within the Palestinian territories, even though those homes might be legal, Israel can say it is illegal and destroy them?
Well, the Israeli regime has many excuses for home demolitions. Homes are being destroyed for either being very close to illegal settlements or to Israeli army bases. And now, because these homes are adjacent to the illegal separation wall, this separation wall was built in order to separate between Jerusalem al-Quds and other parts of the eastern Jerusalem al-Quds, which are considered now under Palestinian control. And in the future, this barrier will make it to identify the borders of the Palestinian state and the borders of the so-called Israeli state. So these homes were built on Palestinian land, of course, with Palestinian permits, on lands that should be under the Palestinian control in future if Palestinian state is established. However, these homes are very close to the illegal Israeli separation wall. They are very close to the Israeli territories, actually, that is known, that is called on the part of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. However, the Israelis, as you were saying, don't need any excuses. Many homes were destroyed because these lands were very close to illegal settlements in occupied West Bank. Others were destroyed in order to show the Israeli court that this land is empty, no Palestinian constructions are being built there, and this means the Israeli military can grab this land in order to annex it either to illegal settlements or to military bases. And what's going on in Sur Baher is part of the so-called Israeli plan for the Great Jerusalem Al-Quds dream, where the Israelis want to control all the area and force Palestinians to leave the area there. And there are settlements built in the West Bank, however, very, very close to Jerusalem Al-Quds. Also, all Palestinian homes there were destroyed. Mm-hmm. We can also remember the village of Khan al-Ahmar, where Bedouins are living there on their own lands. Okay. However, the area is very close to the illegal settlement
No,
of
Mona,
Ma'at.
no, I'm sorry, I'm jumping in there, but before you forget, before I forget, actually, you know, I'd like to ask you this question about, because what I'm trying to say is, based on what Israel claims to be the main reason why it is destroying those homes right now, they say those homes are a security threat. Attacks could be orchestrated against Israel from within those homes. Since we are not familiar with the geography of Sur Bahr, you please tell us, in proximity to those homes on the other side of the fence, is there anything that could be attacked by Palestinians? What is there that Israel is trying to guard by destroying those homes?
Well, there's the separation wall separating between the West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds. Now, they are claiming that those will be West Bank residents, and people can easily infiltrate through the separation wall and enter Jerusalem Al-Quds. As you know, and maybe our viewers also know, West Bank residents who live in the occupied West Bank, like me, for example, we are not allowed to enter Jerusalem Al-Quds or the lands were occupied in 1948 without getting Israeli issued permits, and this is very difficult to get. However, it could be easy maybe in the holy month of Ramadan. However, during the year, it's very difficult for people to get Israeli issued permits to enter Jerusalem Al-Quds. So now we are speaking about almost 100 apartments with dozens of people living there, very close to the territory that is under complete Israeli control. They are claiming that people could easily infiltrate through the separation wall. It's only a street, and they could be inside the holy city of Jerusalem Al-Quds. This is something the Israelis don't want to see. They are trying to force people to leave the holy city of Jerusalem Al-Quds in order to show that the majority there are for the Israeli Jews and not Palestinians and Muslims.
Right. Okay. Just a couple of buildings from the shots that we had from above on the other side of the fence, on the Israeli side of the fence, actually. Only a few homes, what seems to be a couple of buildings. Thank you very much. That's Mona Kandil, our correspondent in Ramallah, who gave us that update from that part of the world. I'll talk to you later, Mona.
Thank you.